All right. This is Mark with TrophyTroutGuide.com, and who am I talking with tonight?
Ryan Rimfer from Rapid City, South Dakota.
All right. And, Ryan, it's unbelievable the amount of big brook trout that seem to be being caught lately, and yours is a possible line class IGFA record. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself as an angler. Do you fish a lot?
I do. I love fishing. Ever since I can hold a pole, I go out practically every weekend during the summer and winter. I love fishing, and I just love the sport because I'm an outdoors guy, and I just love getting out there and catching fish and having fun. So
awesome. Now, do you target big trout specifically, or was this kind of something that you weren't expecting? Obviously, you weren't expecting an 11-pound fish, but do you target the big trout specifically?
Well, I've never really tried targeting the big fish or whatever, but, when early ice gets on, I kind of know some spots, like what depth they're at and everything. I try to get into the best spots I can, but I've, never really tried targeting them real hard, the big ones, but...
Right. And I was looking over the IGFA records earlier, and this fish is actually quite a fish if you think about it, because if you take a look at the line class records, there's nothing other than the all-tackle record that's close to the size of your fish.
Yep, and I've been doing some research on it, too, and I kind of found out that this is kind of, I think, like the first one that's ever been pulled out of the ice.
Wow.
I think the other ones have been pulled out during the summer and everything, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But looking at some of the pictures that the people took when they caught the fish, it looked like they were on a boat or, during the summer. So it's kind of exciting to catch one through the ice.
Great. And we're really looking forward at TrophyTroutGuide.com to get your pictures, and hopefully we'll have those shortly for our readers. And we don't know what the fish looks like. We can't wait to see it.
Yep.
Was it a hen or a buck, or we know?
I think it's a male, so...
Okay, cool.
I'm thinking they're saying it's a male, so
okay,
got that hooked jaw on it. So.
Yep, definitely a male, although some females do exhibit a little bit of a hooked jaw, but if it's got the larger definitive type, then it probably is a male. Well, tell me a little bit about what transpired.
Well, me and my friend Dave pulled up, we decided to stick towards the edge a little bit into kind of a shallower water. We drilled that day. We were in about 20. I have a Vexlar, and I was marking 24 foot of water.
Uh-huh.
And we set up and everything, got the fishing, and we were catching a few fish. Well, some of the fish that we were catching, some males, some caught some trout and a few splakes, and it seemed like they were spawning. And I kind of had a feeling, because when they're spawning and everything, they're out and aggressive, eating and everything.
Right, right, right.
So I had a feeling that we might hook onto a big one, but not as big as that.
Right. No, I don't think anyone can expect something like that.
Yeah, I was never expecting to go there and catch something like that, especially on a dinky rod.
Right.
Light line, but, we got set up and everything and started fishing, caught a few fish, and, about 8:55, I was marking a fish on my Vexlar. I was about a foot off the bottom, and I was trying to catch him he was stayed on my Vexlar for about 10, 15 minutes, and I'll jig, kind of a slow jig motion a little bit, and I'd bring my lure up a couple feet off the bottom, and he'd follow it a little bit to go back down, and I couldn't seem to get him to hit, and then I did that for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I started doing some vigorous jigging up and down real fast and everything, and as soon as I did that, he nailed it.
Wow.
And
So it sounds like that fish was around for quite a while before it actually grabbed your jig.
Yeah, he was hanging around in that area for, I was marked, he didn't even move on my Vexlar.
Wow.
For about 10, 15 minutes, and then when I started jigging it up fast, really fast, he seemed to go up and just nailed it.
Cool. What kind of gear were you using as far as rod, reel, line, and jig?
A rod and reel, I was using a Shields Outfitters micro rod.
Mm-hmm.
For the rod.
Okay.
The reel was an HT. It's a high-tech reel.
Uh-huh.
They call it a high-tech.
Uh-huh.
And then for the line, I was using Berkley Trilene 3-pound test.
Oh, wow.
And
that's awesome.
Yep.
That's amazing. And then just a straight jig or?
No, it's actually it's a Rapala jigging minnow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's a fake minnow, 1 inches long.
Uh-huh.
It's white and chartreuse,
mm-hmm.
had a chartreuse back to it,
mm-hmm.
just the back of it, the top of it was chartreuse,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was using. So
awesome, awesome. So what happened? Now we had read that your buddy had hooked him at the same time or something like that.
Yes, yes. Well, when he first hit my line, my buddy's line went down practically almost the same time as mine did.
Oh my word.
And then we noticed that my line was going one way and his line was going the same way, so we figured, hey, we probably got someone snagged on this fish.
Wow.
He's got one of our lines tangled
right,
up.
Right.
But when we got him up, my buddy had him up in his hole first,
mm-hmm.
Kind of up in the hole a little ways, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looked at me and he noticed that both of our jigs was in his mouth.
Oh my word.
So we were like, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Oh my gosh.
And we fought him for about 5-10 minutes, and we got him back up to his hole again. Well, he took a dive and snapped my buddy's line right there.
Oh my gosh.
He was using 6-pound test.
Wow.
And he was just using just a little jig, you know, with a wax worm on it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And then he's like, okay, it's all yours. And I figured, you know, okay, this is only going to last a few minutes and then it's going to be over, you know, because my light tackle and everything. Well, I got him up to the hole, in my hole finally, about 2 or 3 times before we actually got him in. And I noticed that I had him hooked pretty good. His mouth was completely shut because all my hooks were dug right into his mouth.
Right.
I had him hooked, like, right on the side of the mouth, but inside.
Right.
And his mouth was just clamped shut. And if his mouth was open, he would have probably snapped my line. But
right.
Thank God all those hooks were buried in his mouth. And about 2 or 3 times, I got him up to my hole. And every time he took a run, you know, 100, 200 feet of line came out.
Wow.
And then finally, we got him up to my hole. And I noticed that part of my line was wrapped around his gill a little bit.
Right, right, right. That does
so
happen.
So then that's when we decided to just take him and get him out of there.
Right. Yeah, so what did you guys think when you first saw it? I mean, because that's such a huge brook trout. I mean, of course, there's spike there, so you know, you may have not been sure. Or what was your first thought when you pulled it out of the hole?
Well, we actually seen him. We looked down the hole and seen him,
mm-hmm.
how big he was.
Oh, my
God. And
God.
Then me and him both started getting real shaky. I could barely hang on to my rod.
Right.
Shaking so bad because I knew it was a decent-sized fish. You know, looking down in the hole, the water magnifies it a little bit.
Sure.
But, I mean, it looked, you know, really big in the water.
Right.
But actually, when we pulled him out, we were just like, can't believe it, you know. We weren't even expecting to come out today and catch a state record.
Right.
You know, and then the top four biggest ones ever caught in the world.
Right.
You know, it's just
right.
Dream
sounds
come true. It's just a dream come true for me because I love fishing and I just dreamed of doing something like this.
Right. And it sounds like it's going to be, if everything works out, it sounds like it's going to be a new IGFA line class record. Yep. I just took a look at the line class records and even if your line tests up to 6 pound, it's still going to be a line class record.
I know for a fact it's 3 pound tests and below because I don't use any higher than 3 pound test on my rods because I fish for perch a lot. I do ice fish tournaments here in at Sheridan Lake here in South Dakota, and I like to have lake gear.
Right. Now, the former South Dakota record was, what was it?
9 pounds, 3 ounces.
9 pounds, so this is shattering it by...
Yep. 2 pounds.
2 pounds,
yep.
Which is, that's just amazing. Well, that's awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell our readers about the fish or the experience? Obviously, we'll keep track of it, and it'll be neat to see if it does qualify for an IGFA record.
Yeah, I hope it does. Well, the only thing I can say about it, you know, is just the best experience I've had fishing. I've caught, you know, big freshwater fish before, but, you know, nothing like this.
Yeah.
Especially through the ice.
Truly an awesome story. It's amazing how many big brook trout are being caught lately, and we appreciate your time. We'll be certainly looking forward to your pictures, and once again, just an amazing catch. So thanks again.